afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, December 30th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. And remember, we do have our credit card processors available again for online, well, for over the phone, rather, payments, as all the options now are intact. So please help support the network. Keep free speech alive. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. Perhaps it is best that way, though, you know? I mean, regardless of finding sponsors now and again, being sure that you're not going to be compromised by them as far as free speech, you know, being against censorship. I don't know. I kind of find it, perhaps it is best, as long as we can keep it possible, you know, to be funded by we, the people, the listeners. So please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. Again, you can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order. You can make those out to RBN, just the initials RBN. Mail that to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help, and it will be greatly acknowledged, greatly appreciated. We have our regular Thursday co-host here, a Dutch citizen residing in France, Willem Velderhof. Willem, hello, sir.
Hey, hello, Richard. Hello, good to be back one day before the end of another insane year. The prospects for next year are not looking as if it will be less insane, but I think it will be more insane if I look around and see what's happening. And the pressure cooker seems to the exploding point. So let's see where we go. It's good to be back.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's kind of a grim projection for 2022. So I take it your New Year's resolution is to remain black-pilled.
Yeah, you can say that, but yeah, that for sure. Well, it's not, you cannot miss it, I think. Well, a lot of people around me, whether they're friends or family, I'm about at a sort of stage that I'm about to just to break with almost all family and all so-called friends, which I know for years, who just pretend that there's nothing going on. Life is just going on like normal. People posting things about plates of food or holidays. And if you're sharing information, you're ridiculed or even aggressively being approached by people. And they seem to be in a state of hypnotized state, really. This morning, an interaction with some friends, I forwarded the video, was just about the situation in Germany and in Austria. People just, you know, they're escaping Germany and the big cities there. A lot of people, actually, because they're just in a lockdown. If you're not vaccinated, you're in a lockdown. You're not allowed to leave your place just like that. So they're leaving. And I forwarded to some friends who are just now for my whole life, since school, actually. And then they come back with just insane messages, like and ridiculing and just disgusting, really, really disgusting, and reaching the point that I'm really about to break with these people, because we need to be a sort of strategic as well, and not spend too much energy in on this, because these people are turning against the other group. The division is getting more and more bigger by the day, almost. Of course, that is also part of the media and all the hypnotization by all what people seeing and the projection of their fear outwards to this small group, which has always been the case in history. There's always a group needed for the projection of the fear and anger of the masses who are locked in, who are following in or in this group dynamic, this mass formation, as Matthias de Smet, this psychologist, brilliantly analyzes. So, and you and I'm experiencing it by family and also these so-called friends who are turning into enemies, really. So it's really about really getting a sort of strategical vision and plan, and also guarding your energy and putting it in the right place, because it's really going to the boiling point, whether it's in France or in Holland or wherever you go, it seems escalating. So yeah, it's challenging, interesting, and yeah, let's see where it goes. But for the next year, I don't see it suddenly will change in another direction. But at the same time, I think it's good. I think it's good. I think we need to be more challenged. Everybody is not pleasant, but at the same time, always it's good to keep in mind that these conditions are also offering amazing opportunities, and you know, for certain realizations. What is this life? What is death? What is life? And what is this reality? And if everything was just pleasant and we were just going on, then we would not come to this point of these kinds of realizations. So I still think this is exactly where we should be and where we are going. It's just how it is. It's sort of nature at work. So it's not a negative thing, although it's very challenging. Let's say it like that. That's more neutral.
I couldn't agree more with everything you say there. Actually, very well said. You sent me some specific examples of the updates on the situation you described, both in your home of the Netherlands and, in Paris as well. Example of, I know you don't live in Paris, you're in the countryside, but example from Paris, from France as well. So the one on France, let's see, Paris brings back outdoor face mask rule and orders early closure of bars. Wearing face masks outdoors will be compulsory again in Paris this week in a bid to slow the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID, French police said on Wednesday, while restrictions were also introduced for the New Year weekend. They say the mandate will apply for Friday, December 31st to everyone over the age of 11, except those inside vehicles, cyclists, users of two-wheeled transport like scooters, and those doing sports, Paris Police Headquarters said in a statement. So you can't be walking on the street. I take it, and I mean, well, I don't know. They're not saying that outright for everywhere, but if they're implying that some local authorities are even enforcing harassing people on the street. Police justified the measure, saying police intermingle in Paris constantly and gatherings and crowds are numerous. That's their way of trying to justify it. Patrols would be stepped up in busy areas to enforce the new rule, police said. And those who flouted the law could face a 135 euro fine. Although the national rules stipulate face masks only in indoor public spaces and certain outdoor venues, such as sports stadiums and markets, as I said, many local authorities have brought in their own rules on face masks outdoors. Paris joins a long list of areas, including many ski resorts, where local authorities have made masks mandatory outdoors as well as indoors. So, yeah, I mean, the greater Paris city streets in general, the grid of the city streets in Paris, it sounds like you'll be stopped by the police and harassed, maybe fined 135 euro fine just to not have a mask walking down the street anywhere in Paris. That's what it sounds like it's saying, Willem. That's insane.
It is insane, of course. The whole mask thing is insane. The whole thing is insane, but including the behavior of people. But I think still most of these headlines, these news, you know, this stuff that's coming out, I think there's a huge machine going on, which is influencing the behavior of the people within so-called news. I mean, a lot of comes, for instance, this RT, which is also part of mainstream news, in my view, they put this out, people read it, and they just do it without actually that there is a law or something like that. There are these mandates which are not laws, and people say things, and then people just do it. And you see it more and more, just people more obedient. During the past 2 years, people seem to become more in a sort of obedient, hypnotized state, and just following this, the what they're reading or seeing on the television screen without thinking. The thought processes are just being shut down more and more and more. I mean, if you look at the information which comes out, this virus has never been isolated. It's all computer modeling. Viruses, what you see on screens, and you see also at the same time as people becoming more AI entrained. I mean, all these scientists, they all work from computer screens, like with climate scientists, all these people work from computer models, and nothing is real anymore. So people are really morphed into this screen and AI, and people, they like to wear the mask. They just feel safe with it. And if I see it in France, I live in a rural area. In the supermarkets, everybody wears a mask. I mean, I'm now in Spain, I just drove here, just to see here, but people sitting in a restaurant, just young couples with a mask on, if there's no food on the table, well, it's not even mandated here now. So people just morph into this new reality, and they feel safe. Of course, they're triggered by fear, which is on a deeper level, but they think if they follow the masses and the group, and the politicians or what they see, then they are part of the group and they have this social bonding and they think that they still can continue with their life as normal, but at the same time it's not real. So these fines in you know, I don't know if they really give these fines in reality. Police will say that you have to do it probably in the big cities. In rural areas it's different. You don't see any police actually in rural areas. I don't see hardly any police. If I drive for hundreds of kilometers, no police, only in the big cities. But so I think people just do it without thinking because they think it's real, because it's on a screen. But I don't know how it's being, you know, how it's being applied in reality. All these things, what we've seen coming through the news, on the internet, on television. I think there's a lot of automatic bots, machines putting out these headlines, and people just do it without thinking.
Yes, the perception, especially in the urban, close to the heart of each city, the perception is very important to maintain all of the agendas related here that they're trying to impose, that they're trying to initiate with the digital ID, medical passport being a strong component, clearly. So they have extra restrictions for the New Year weekend in Paris, I see as well. All bars, including those with late licenses, must close by 2 a.m. on January 1st and 2nd. Oh, yeah, clearly, because the science would show that would have a difference on the consumption of alcohol in traditionally busy public areas, like on streets, I guess, including the banks of the, I'm not familiar with these locations, but neither are the listeners who aren't local there, but it's banned as well between 6 p.m. on December 31st and 6 a.m. on January 1st. No drinking on the street starting at 6 p.m. New Year's Eve. It's a punishment, really, it seems, more than anything, and just to for the public perception that, oh, this is so serious, your life cannot return to normal, great reset, all of that. And dancing, man, I couldn't believe you pointed this out when you sent me the articles. Dancing is prohibited in bars and cafes. That has actually already been announced by the government, they say, but was reiterated by Paris police. Nightclubs are closed throughout the country for at least 3 weeks. So, yeah, clearly, because if you're dancing, you know, COVID knows and it can spread far more easily. It loves dancing.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, I mean, the people are getting used to this, like you said, it's like a continuously punishment. It's continuously abuse, continuous bullying to the state that people are just completely morphed, that they just apathetic, what is it? And just follow it.
Oh, yes.
The stimulus response mode. So they get a little bit of reward
apathetic.
When they behave like they wanted, and they just
right.
follow like it's this Pavlovian society completely, where the masses just follow, and they're weak and lazy and spoiled in a certain way, and spiritually weak people and afraid. That's of course the result of the last four decades or five decades. If I see in Holland, most people I know, they're actually quite spoiled. They always had food, they always had money, they always had holidays. It's sort of elitist. And also, what you see now, it's like they behave like really disgusting, narcissistic behavior and judging, like if you say that there's now five times more suicides on the children because of these lockdowns, all these collateral damage, it doesn't matter. It's about them. I got a response this morning from a guy who said, well, I still do what I like. You know, I can still do what I like. This is a guy who boosters his children and he took his boosters. He has the money. But this is the mindset. And these people will get more violent, really, and blame the people who are not following, because they are to blame, of course. They are the fault and they are the cause of all these problems. More riots will come, more protests, and then the army will be put in or whatever, more martial law kind of stuff, and it will all be blamed on the group which doesn't follow the masses, and so that will continue. And it is nothing new, actually. So there's no historical notion as well, which surprises me, at all these so-called intellectuals. My family is a so-called intellectual liberal people who are supposed to have some knowledge of history, and then you have this Ursula von Leyen, who just says we should skip the Nuremberg Code and get this mandatory vaccine here in Europe, and nobody says anything. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Astounding.
Yeah.
Shocking.
They desensitize people far more than I would have expected to all of these increasing totalitarian measures they're rolling in on the back of the COVID narrative. It's far more than I... It's very disturbing, really, just how many people are complying with so much without question in the wake of this. Well, riding this like a surfer rides a wave with his surfboard, you know, all of these totalitarian measures are just riding the initial fear of COVID and trying to keep it going. They're mentioning how many cases with Omicron, and it spreads more easily, more contagious, infectious. It doesn't talk about how it's far less dangerous. Oh no, because that would hurt the narrative. But they just insist on, here, France on Wednesday, it said in the report, reported a new record high daily COVID-19 case total of 208,000 as Omicron drives infections up after Christmas. Paris has seen soaring infection rates in recent weeks, with the incidence rate passing 2,000 cases per 100,000. They don't mention how that's a good thing since it's so weak. They're comparing it to the common cold at this point. You know, no fever, nothing related to flu. I mean, I had something far more severe recently. I had a fever a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it was seasonal flu or something, which is more quote-unquote novel. But regardless, it wasn't Omicron I had. You know, I had something more serious than that. But, of course, my natural immunity fought it off. Oh, here's the break already. Well, all right, here, we'll take the break, and we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Thursday co-host Wilhelm Belderhoff. And I maybe misspoke and said natural immunity. I meant my natural immune system, having fought it off. But yeah, now I have some sort of immunity to some of what's currently been out there this past flu season. And of course, that's a good thing. And for Omicron to be like a common cold, it's all but over. I mean, we're seeing people from UK to US to elsewhere saying that it's Omicron. The very nature of it is a sign that this is all but over, COVID. That is, with the fact that it's spreading so rapidly, it's so infectious, and it's so weak where it's compared to a cold now, or in some cases even less than cold symptoms. And honestly, there's so much misreporting it's about the shots for some people and the contracts governments have with these companies not to say anything negative about them. Of course, the emergency use authorization, but then also, as I say, everything else that's riding on it, the digital medical passports and how that can be attached to everything in future, this whole infrastructure of digital ID and compliance, social credit score will not be far behind, I'm sure, Wilhelm. And it's amazing just how they exploit, therefore, the infectiousness of Omicron without telling the facts of how weak it is. I mean, French health minister here, quoting, I wouldn't call Omicron a wave anymore. I'd call it a tidal wave, French health minister Olivier Véran said. It's just shameless, Wilhelm. They're just trying to keep the fear up, both for the shots and for just all of the totalitarianism.
Yeah, and it's working. And to my account, I don't know of anybody who died of Omicron. I didn't see any reports of anyone who died of Omicron, actually. That it was stated that somebody died of Omicron. I didn't see it. I didn't. Maybe it was, but I didn't see it. And it's clear that it's much weaker. I mean, it's more contagious, or it spreads more easily, but it's weaker. But not, of course, for people who have been double vaxxed, whose immune system is severely affected by it. I see a lot of people who have been vaccinated, they're all sick. They're constantly coughing, and they have no energy, and they're always tired or worse. So these people, for them, it will be worse. But I agree, it's a non-issue. But the healthcare is completely stripped. That's another thing. In Holland, they have now new plans for the financial future of the new so-called new government, which is made up by the same people as a year ago. It's exactly the same group. The World Economic Forum agents are in the same government. So everybody's talking about a new government, but it's the same people. They reserved 60 billion for climate change. So that's for the coming years. And they downscaled another billions on healthcare, even more downscaled. We're below European average level of intensive care units and all that stuff. So they downscaled the healthcare the past decades extremely. It's like downscaling the fire department if you're in the middle of huge fires and you're going to fire staff from the fire department. It's the same. So it's always overwhelmed. And it was already the case for the past decade. It was every year overwhelmed, but it was not on the television. So the idea that it's overwhelmed and it's overflooded, because this is the argument for people to create lockdowns. They have installed new lockdowns, harsh lockdowns in Holland, because they don't want to overwhelm the healthcare, which is completely downscaled. It's completely stripped. So there's no staff, there are no beds, there's nothing there. So, you know, it's like, it's just ridiculous. And then they come with this Omicron, and they use the same test, this PCR test, which doesn't work. They already admitted this, the CDC announced it, that this PCR test is not reliable. The inventor announced it, or he said it. This is just a process. It's not a test. It's not binary, not for diagnostic purposes. And they use the same test for this virus, which is also not isolated, to just diagnose people. It's just complete planet insanity here.
Yeah,
it's all driven by fear.
All driven by fear, absolutely. Yeah, I was going to mention that as well after the break, and I was going to mention your other article from the Netherlands first, but yeah, I'll cite this first then, since you bring it up right after the bottom of the hour break. The CDC, no less, as well now, finally, and yet some out there, I don't know, they want to believe in these tests, and it destroys the whole narrative. For the past 2 years, everything, all the numbers we've been given, they have to realize are invalid, including those out there who are so worried about the data and peer review. You know, even the CDC admits COVID tests are invalid. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we'll help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Velderhoff. And so, yeah, I was just mentioning this, since you brought it up, Wilhelm, I guess it's a good time in the broadcast to cite this article. CDC, now, for those who haven't heard, Centers for Disease Control themselves even now admit COVID tests are invalid. And it goes on to say the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, is finally withdrawing the PCR test for COVID, for it is seriously flawed and is incapable of distinguishing between COVID and influenza viruses. Let me say that again. The Center for Disease Control is finally withdrawing the PCR test for COVID, for it is seriously flawed and is incapable of distinguishing between COVID and influenza viruses. And I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, this report that as of December 31st, the emergency use authorization that they had filed with the FDA is officially going to be withdrawn. So that is tomorrow night, that it will be no longer even endorsed by them, basically. And so this goes on to point out, I have stated, the author here, that I was tested 5 times in 2020 and all were negative, only to have 2 doctors, including the head of pulmonary at the hospital, inform me that they believed I had COVID despite the tests because they were invalid. And that was back then. Social media was blocking any discussion about it, calling it conspiracy theory and misinformation. This agenda to terrorize the public for political gain has been at the heart of the abuse of politics and media intruding into the medical field. The CDC is withdrawing the COVID PCR test, and the media is not making this front page. The withdrawal of the COVID PCR test as valid for detecting and identifying SARS-CoV-2 is critical for all the restrictions and lockdowns. It appears that the collapse for the approval ratings for Biden has sent a shockwave through Democrats. So see, now they're getting into just U.S. and party politics. They shouldn't be doing that here. This is global, and I don't like how the author's even mentioning that. Then they're quoting the CDC after December 31st. Okay, that's the one I mentioned a couple weeks ago, withdrawing the request. So, Willem, I mean, yeah, everything from the past 2 years globally, all of the numbers we've had of alleged COVID cases, all of it is completely invalid. Not a peep out of anyone. That would destroy their whole plan for all of this, wouldn't it? And the vaccine companies would fail. The digital ID totalitarianism would fail. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it is invalid. Everything is invalid. It's all based on nothing, actually, on just an idea, on a computer model virus, which is supposedly deadly, which has a mortality rate of a mild, you know, influenza. So it's all invalid. But I think this is being used for the coming mandatory vaccine mandate. So they will use this and will come up probably with saying, we don't have a valid test. We're done with testing. It's now either vaccinated or not. In France, after the 15th of January, tests don't count anymore. You're not allowed to enter. The pass sanitaire, which is the health pass, which was 3G, so you were allowed to have or either negative test or proof of antibodies that you have been cured from so-called COVID, Corona, or you had to be vaccinated. And now this comes out. So I think this will be spinned in such a way that they will just end the testing because they don't have a valid test. It doesn't work anyway. And the masses just follow it because they don't look back. And they change definitions of the vaccine, of herd immunity, of pandemic. All these definitions have been changed during the last 2 years. Nobody says anything about it. People don't know it because this is not put on the news. They only put out that it doesn't work anymore, and people just go along with it because they're hypnotized. So they just follow on. I mean, if you're hypnotized, you can put a knife in somebody without somebody just reacting. It's just the same state. They sort of I think this will be used in the agenda towards mandatory vaccines, and that's it. So see, but probably it will be spent and used for that reason. And it's, I mean, the CDC is announcing it, but they're still using it here in Europe as being a valid instrument. So nobody says anything about it. It's remarkable.
You know, William Cooper, when he was still alive, used to use the term sheeple. And when I don't know if I noticed him use the term much in his book or if at all in his, but I mean, I wasn't listening to him live back then. I wasn't aware of or knew how to access the shortwave knew was that clued in. But I had read the book. I was aware of the book like in the 90s. But I mean, in retrospect, even, you know, listening to those recordings of him from then or speaking at different lecture hall speaking events, my first response the first few times I heard him use it is, well, that maybe that's not helping. You know, you get more flies with sugar or more flies with honey, they say, right? Because it seemed like he's talking to everyone. You know, you're sheeple. You know, the people I'm talking to right now, you're sheeple. It almost comes off like that a lot. And I was like, well, is that necessary? And seems kind of mean and maybe not helping a bit, but I still understood it then. Now, I want to use the term myself. Yeah, because so many people, they just don't question anything. They don't look into anything, like you say. They're not going to think about or even kept up with these changing definitions, such as for pandemic, as you mentioned. These are very important things. Now with the PCR test, being even confirmed by these same authorities who have been fueling all of this madness and fear, admitting these things, and no one blinks. It's already too far along. They've been enchanted and hypnotized, like you say. And it's disturbing, because only in small groups and small communities in the future, perhaps, will we ever have resistance. Everyone is just, they're ready for the implant to be a cyborg and have the cloud do their thinking for them, because, yeah, so many people are already not thinking as it is. And so they won't, that'll be just a smooth transition for them. You mentioned this other story you sent me, Netherlands, your home. Netherlands announces plan to give people up to 6 doses of COVID vaccine. They've been ordering so much in advance, and I guess maybe the boosters only need half as much, so they figure since they got so much in advance, 6 million additional along with 12 million already bought. So that's what, 18 million doses, and so they project what, 2 more boosters. So 2 shots of 1 booster already in Netherlands, and they're planning 2 more boosters in 2022, which would be boosters number 2 and 3, and then a 4th booster in 2023, totaling 6 shots potentially. They have enough for their entire population to get 6 shots total with what they've purchased from Pfizer BioNTech. I mean, it's just these leaders of these countries, you know, who are placing these orders, are that they're the most shameful for not doing their own research and for following the herd with all the information that you and I have access to here. You know, someone would think, well, what they would have access to even more through more sources and you know, deep security level, whatever, from all different countries and agents, perhaps even involved in these health agents, so-called health agencies funded by people like Bill Gates. It's revolving doors, though, with the government appointees and these companies for big pharma and big vaccine. I guess we should start saying big vaccine, you know, but these aren't even vaccines anymore. You know, gene therapy, just, we'll have to think of some new terms there, folks. But I don't know. Most people are sheeple, and it's not too mean, because I'm tired of having hope with the masses. I don't see it being realistic, Willem.
No, sadly enough, that's not the case. And I think I mostly call them hypocrites. I'm also fed up with the soft approach, whether it's my family or with so-called friends. They know it, they see it, and they don't. They look the other way. They look the other way. And they say, we didn't know, you know, it's the same as in history. And I call them really hypocrites. And I mean, also, if you're vaccinated in Holland, well, that's worldwide, I think, the definition of a vaccinated person is 2 weeks after the second shot, for instance. This definition is also ridiculous. Why is it 2 weeks after the second shot, not if you're vaccinated, immediately you're vaccinated or not? No, 2 weeks after, or after the booster now. So they say it's all unvaccinated people in the hospitals. I mean, it's insane, and these people know it, they see it. I mean, you have to be really an idiot not to see this, that there's something wrong, but they still
choose. We've had a doctor on a YouTube video talking about how he tested with some of his patients, you know, with their blood, to be able to measure all the factors for how well their immune system is doing. You know, before any of these shots, it was at a bad level. He got their health up with different recommendations for their you know, their health and everything, and eating habits, and got it up to a much better level. Then after each of these COVID shots, he measured them again, and noticeably, I mean, he basically confirmed that the immune system is weakening considerably with each of these gene altering experimental shots for people, just like you say. And and it's crazy how they're even just getting so more and more reckless. I mean, even with the 10 years or more for vaccines before getting their approval with traditional ones, there was so much harm so often that we now know. But it's just reduced more and more now. You know, we had Trump with the fast track as a step up, and now even more so. Pfizer-BioNTech, this article in Newsweek about Netherlands. Pfizer-BioNTech is working on a vaccine adapted to the current Omicron variant. This is ridiculous. We've never been able to for the cold and flu because of how much they evolve. But for this, sheeple are supposed to think that, oh no, all the rules have changed in nature, folks. Pfizer-BioNTech has indicated it needs at least 100 days to develop, approve, and scale up production for a modified vaccine. Delivery is expected in April at the earliest. So now 100 days to develop, approve, and scale up production. That's all they need now. that's how much the standards, which were already damaging, have lowered. You know, this is close to the end of the year, and this is the last show before the new year, and we have some callers lined up. So we'll, I'm sorry, maybe we should just jump to the callers, and maybe we'll skip the last break, if you could please, Julie, to fit everyone in. We have Amit in, is this in Maine, or is that Massachusetts?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Massachusetts. Thank you, Massachusetts. For taking my call. You are talking about the test being withdrawn, PCR or RT-PCR. I just want to be sure what that is being replaced with. What I have heard is that it's something like a revolving door phenomenon. That is, the same test or a very similar test will come back under an emergency use authorization. So I just want to know what that is being replaced with. So that's my question.
I haven't heard of anything yet. I mean, there's like a do-at-home, do-it-yourself-at-home rapid antigen test, which I can only assume is even less accurate. I don't believe there's anything that I've heard of. Of course, we're going to hear claims in the near future that to counter this. Willem, what do you
well,
think?
They use the same test, the same methodology as a year ago, 6 months ago. There are several people who called in the Dutch CDC, the RIVM, to ask because they were tested positive, and they wanted to know for which virus they were tested positive, whether it was Omicron or Delta or Alpha. And this Dutch CDC acknowledged. They said, "Well, we don't know. We cannot say which virus it is. We cannot say it." So then these questions came. But how can you then say that there is this explosion of Omicron? And then they were just stumbled. Yeah. We don't know actually. We cannot say it actually. There are all these reports from people recording their telephones because you have these information centers where you can call in. And they just don't make any distinction between the viruses. They just say it in the media, but don't do it. And they use the same tests and the same vaccine.
Yes, what I have heard is that the other much more accurate test is looking for the specific genome of the virus. But that takes a lot of time, and it's also quite expensive, maybe a few hundred dollars or even more than that. So my amazement is that if they want quick results, they must be having some test or some other test. And what is that? And in that line, as I told before, that what I've heard that is the same test is coming through a revolving door, but this time it will have EUA. So then everything can fly under the radar. So that's all I have to say. Thank you again for taking my call. I think there are others waiting in line to be on the program, so I'll hang up and listen on the radio.
Thank you, Amit. Yeah, please call again. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, when we have one of our other co-hosts, actually, Stephen Douglas Whitener. Good to hear you call in, Stephen.
Thank you for taking my call, Richard, and thank you, too, Amit. That was a great question he asked because, I don't know, I mean, you guys mentioned earlier that you could catch more flies with honey or sugar than something else. You know, you could catch more flies with BS, too, than either honey or sugar, I think. That's where the flies really swarm around, and it amazes me that people are hypnotized to believe this is kind of like as Willem said, you know, it's like they're the sheeple. You keep calling them the sheeple, and I don't blame you. William Cooper called them the sheeple, and when you were going through what to call them, you were saying we can't call them big pharma anymore, or any big vax or whatever. I mean, I think we're just the big bad wolf. That's what's after the sheeple, you know. It always has been the one that it's disgusting.
You know,
to
I think
see
I,
it happen.
I was leaning. Yeah. I think I was leaning toward a big bioengineering.
Yeah, absolutely. From the Patriot Act to the Great Reset, it's like we can see that the way things have gone for over the past 20 years. We've seen this thing transpire. We've seen it progress along the lines. The people who've been watching, we're not surprised by this. It's just kind of I sit with my mouth open, just agape at what's happening. Just. I can't believe this is happening some days, but, you know, since I've been following this kind of thing for over 20, 25 years, since William Cooper wrote that book, I'm not as shocked. I can't imagine someone trying to wake up to it now, though. It must just be like waking up in the middle of a zombie movie. But anyway, I wanted to make those two comments, and I wanted to wish both you guys, Willem and you, Richard, a very happy new year, as well as to the rest of the Republic Broadcast Network listening family. It's really a joy and proud to be a part of the network, and you know, I wish hope everyone has a much better 2022 than we had 2021. I really do. I hope we do.
Yeah. Good. Well said, Stephen. Same to you, man. Okay. Good to hear you.
Thank you. It's great to hear you as always, Willem. And I guess you have other callers. I'll let you get to them, people who are waiting in line. But thanks for taking my call, and I look forward to a better 2022. Go ahead, Richard.
You can stay on. You don't have to rush.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks. Yeah. I'll stay. I'll hang around, and you can go ahead and take the next call. Sure.
Well, what's your projections from each of you?
Oh, my projection. Okay.
I mean. Well, Willem.
Gosh. Wow.
as I made the joke at the start about the black pill resolution, Willem must have. But yeah, it's hard to not. How do you respond to what Willem said earlier about how it's hard to not see just as bad, or if not worse.
It's hard not to. Yeah, very much so. Especially, I can imagine there in Europe, the way they're coming down with it so hard there. We at least, I've got to stop saying at least, but here in the States, there are places that we are still able to run to, like Florida or, I don't know, some of the counties in the U.S. are fighting back. So I guess we have the benefit of that to keep from being so black-pilled. I would like it if you were here in the States with us, Willem. I would. I hate to think of the boot of tyranny coming down on my friends, you there, and Paul Edward Stevenson, and all of our other brothers and sisters in South Africa and Australia and New Zealand. It's hard. It's horrible to watch.
Well, Stephen, let me take, if you just stay with us here, but let me take the next caller here, actually from my hometown here, in Chicago, Ed in Chicago. Hello.
Hi, Richard. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. What's on your mind, Ed?
Yeah. Hey, I'm a Southsider, and there always was a joke. If you drop your wallet on the north side, you got to kick it all the way home. But anyway, I was a fireman for 30 years. I'm moving to Texas next month. I just retired. I've been meaning to tell you this. Joel Skousen, strategic relocation. Florida and Hawaii are the only two states that get zero stars. But anyway, I wanted to say thank you for all you do. And Wilhelm, you guys are great. I listen to you all the time, and I never really called in, but I should have. We should get together before I go. But anyway, thank you so much, and have a happy new year. And you guys are spot on about everything, man. I tell you, it's like zombie world out here. I go to Jewel, and it's 99.9% compliance with that damn mask. I can't believe it anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I grew up near Midway Airport in that area.
Oh.
And now I'm on the north side. But, yeah, it's just as bad. Anywhere it seems in this city with the compliance. And yeah, I'm actually going to Florida because of family, actually.
Sure.
Just to be able to take care of them. But, yeah, no, I've heard about Joel Skousen's, I think I heard of him from Alex Jones originally many years ago.
Yeah, yeah,
and, I bought the book. And, yeah, well. I know, because of just the water level potential and sea levels, right, and all these things.
Plus, where
people would be coming after everyone else for their goods and supplies, stored food, everything, when things really go down. I understand that Florida isn't a good choice in that regard.
You got to get out of Florida, he says, you better have a really good boat. But anyway,
yeah,
that's why I'm going to Texas, because I got family down there by the Dallas area. My son was a cop here in Chicago, and a year ago he said, the hell with this.
All right, my father is a retired Chicago police officer, and yeah, one of his best friends was a fireman, and he wound up being a lieutenant for a while before retiring. It's all you have in Chicago. It's a big community there of Polish, Irish, Italian, firemen, policemen.
I grew up in Roseland, and it's a disaster now. It's unbelievable. And then we're living now in Mount Greenwood, but we're getting out. Anyway, thank you guys so much. All your guest hosts, fantastic. I really like that woman. What's her? I'm so sorry, I can't remember her name on Fridays.
She's Rosemary.
Yeah. I just got done reading M.S. King's The Bad War. Oh, my God.
I really appreciate you calling, Ed. And yeah, please.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Keep on calling before and after you move. Yeah, let's keep hearing from you.
We'll be in touch. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, and let's see. It looks like Willem dropped his signal and that. Well, Happy New Year to you, Willem. Steven, Happy New Year to you, sir.
I'll give you the last word.
We've got about a minute.
Oh, well, listen, RBN family, thanks so much for being here. Put up the good fight. Go out there and do the kind of things, whatever you can. If you can do what, like Tony from Chicago does with the sign and hold the sign up, do that. If you can do one-on-one and red pill your friend, just like Willem Red Pillum says, or if you can go so far as to a guest host on here, just whatever you can do, fight back. Do not go quietly into that good night, okay? I'm seeing my mom right now. She's holding on, okay? She's going to be she would be 99 in May, and she just, we have got to have that much fight in us as a people and a nation if we're going to survive this, because we're in an existential war, I believe, and I believe that just merely surviving is going to be victory for us. So you guys look at each other, and kind of like I used to sign off with, just y'all be good to each other, okay? And Happy New Year, and thanks again, Richard. Thanks for letting me guest host with you all this time, and I really appreciate you. I love you, brother. You're just like a brother. And I'll turn it back to you.
Let's keep on keeping on with that. We want to hear more from you in 2022, Stephen. Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone. We'll be closed tomorrow and Saturday at RBN. Please support the network, and Happy New Year. Thank you for listening. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.